Blog Talk Radio.
And hear from the seventh day Shabbat, hear to the first day service. We had let off with the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of the seven Aliyot here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong. And here for this first day, we're going to pick up with the fifth, sixth, and the seventh Aliyot, fulfilling the Torah reading and feeding right here in the season. And also the prophets, we got the prophets reading, as well as the Brit Chadasha reading right here for the Rastafari first day service, here for the Sunday service. So here we are in the section of the Torah that actually preps us, say we're prepping for the season. Here we're in the out of the season. Here we're in the winter moons. Here in this particular season, this time we're in the winter moons. And there's something that's known, you might have heard of it before, in season, out of season. So we are kind of out of season in the sense of out of the time of the ecclesiastical, the churchical. As Stephen says in the New Covenant, New Testament scripture, the church in the wilderness, to recognize, according to the true teaching of the Torah, the tabernacle, the true church, the gathering of I and I together. So beginning with the beginning of moons in the fourth Aliyah, touched on that, that the Abib, the month known as Abib, roughly around the April-May time is the beginning of months, the beginning of moons, pointing to the Exodus occurring in that season right there. But here, what's interesting that here in the winter moons, in the time of study, the five or so moons until we return to the ecclesiastical, the churchical season, beginning with Passover, the Passover feast festivals is the beginning both of the moons, the month, and also the beginning of the seven appointed feasts, the Moedim, the appointments, the feasts of Jehovah. So right here, sabbatical bread coming forward right here. One loaf of bread right here for the Sunday, the first day sup right here on the ear and in the irid. Yes, God. Yeah. Sing. Christ will be the multitude that don't know our roof. I pray Christ will be the multitude that don't know our roof. Christ will be the multitude that don't know our roof. Christ will be the multitude. Christ feed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only takes a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youths to not sit dread and Babylon put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them a want to know the mystery and a sister them a moon. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a two were grown. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep with iron a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon drown. Kill a human, go a dance and left them picnic them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, diggity and ready in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more man a clown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ
fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for resistance anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something.
Here for the first day, they're reflecting on Psalm 35 and how the Psalms, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, how they reflect on the Torah reading and feedings, and even here in the season, like to share this right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. A couple of reflections right here. Also Psalm 35, I think the 8th or 9th repentance of Sophia. PC Sophia, like to share this right here, also for the winter moon, this season, this time, and also the content, plead my cause, the cause of Yisrael, of Shah people being pleaded here, in the Exodus Torah readings and feedings right here, but first this,
plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. My prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, all the day long, all the day long.
And said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old, new and old, new and old, new.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here you hear from the treasures right here, every scribe that's instructed to the kingdom of heaven. So Yeshua HaMashiach wasn't against all the scribes, but he had his own scribes, and we're here to ascribe glory to he who be, who he be. So here, look at something from the Pistis Sophia here in connection with the Psalm 35, as it corresponds to this 15th sabbatical study and the content right here, here, here. Yes, I look a word on this winter moons study. Yes, I.
So we have food for thought here in the season, here in the winter, for the winter study, the Midrash, Darash, Darasha, the Midrash studies here in the season, in the winter, Kislow moon. You know, within the winter moon, 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 here in the winter season. And here we have for the, I'm noting this in the season of 400 years in 2020 season, but for the standing psalms, the daily psalms according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have today, so the Psalm 4, Psalm 35. And Psalm 35 is another one of the persecution, where it's themed like the persecution psalms, a prayer under persecution and we say false prosecution. And it links with the Pistis Sophia. There's 13 psalms, particular psalms in the Pistis Sophia. Psalms of repentance psalms, 13 psalms, right, within a particular order, right, the picture, there's a word pickup, protection, guidance, protection, the sanctuary. This is chance while engaged in spiritual warfare, both for the I self as well as for another. So when engaged in spiritual warfare. Now, it's interesting when we're in these moons, these months, the longer nights, and the shorter days, the longer nights and the shorter days. So here at the, we have Psalm 35, the Lamed Hey, Hebraically Lamed Hey Psalm, Psalm XXXV, XXXV or Psalm 35. Now this psalm is Lit David, it's a Lit David, Lit David Psalm of David Psalm. Now the 13 psalms are mainly and namely Psalm 69, Psalm 71, Psalm 70, Psalm 102, Psalm 88, Psalm 130, Psalm 25, Psalm 31, Psalm 35, Psalm 120, Psalm 52, Psalm 109, and Psalm 51. So these are some of the pistis. This is the coined word for the emuna from the amine, faith, admittance, emuna, faith, chokma, sophia, faith, wisdom, repentances, right? Now, how each of the disciples and the fellows, the chabers and the chabarim, interprets is by way of a song or an ode of Shlomo, of the Solomon, combined with the Pistis Sophia's repentances. So the dialogue between the disciples, the Talmudim, Dekam is Amorit, Deka, a child of Dekika, we have Dekika, child of, in the shorter title, Deka Mezmur, right, a disciple in the Royal Amharic, Mezamorit, a child, a disciple, but also means Dekika, to refine, to become refined. Don't say to pulverize, refine, right, to refine, like you take the salt in its natural state and you break it down, you know, the clumps, the lumps. So the dialogue is between the Talmudim and the risen Savior, the risen Savior, the risen Moshiach, Moshiach, the Moshiach, Moshiach, Savior, Mashiach, anointed, the risen Savior. So it forms here a litany, like Litton, the Litton, a litany, a rite of ransom for oneself or another, while feeling vulnerable in life's transition. And we're living in a time and a season, especially in the winter moons, the winter months, right, coming in from the cold, right, one might feel more vulnerable, even during these life transitions, or just life transitions in general. Now, many ones have chanted these psalms, I as well, these particular psalms, right, in the order, right, chanting them in the order of the interpretation of Sophia's, Hokmah's repentance, and recalling the words of Adonai, Ainai, Adon, Ha'adon, the Lord, recalling his words that wisdom is justified, made righteous by all of her children. In Luke 7:35, round thereabout, as well as Matthew 11:19. Wisdom is justified. Wisdom is our mother, according to, we have it in the Proverbs of Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, Solomon's Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. My son, Bini, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law, HaTorah, of thy mother. So here's the connection, even for sacred scripts, right? So interpretation, they interpret each of the disciples, her repentances, and interpreting these even for I and I self and another, one may find great healing power, also dispelling what is called the negativity, right? The klipo, the negativity. So these particular psalms here, so we're noting this right here in the season of these 13 psalms of today's daily psalm. Perhaps we'll be reading on this on another day, right? Even in looking forward and seeking to note when the next of the psalms appear. Now, in the PC Sophia, and we published this, we reprinted this, we have a reprint, the Line of Judah Society reprint, and going to gather together some of the winter study books. There's some books that are ideal for certain seasons, and going through the Torah portion, the reading and feedings of manna, right? In the season, out of season, this is time out of season, the Hanukkah time, you know, as well as this time, the lighting of the lights in the darkest part of the Shana, as the heavens turn around this earthly, around the earthly plane. So here in the season, Psalm 35, and also the connection with the Peace Thesis, we have the Peace Thesis, Sophia, the Faith Wisdom, and we have, in which chapter is this? Now, we utilize the PC Sophia, and the particular one, we reprinted the one, I think it's Mead. It's Mead who is the translator of this particular one. Let's see if we can bring this forward. Yeah, it's Mead. Mead, he's the translator of this particular edition, and also we like his some of the notes also connect with the Ethiopians and the documents and the manuscripts. So once again, the Royal Order with the Roe, right? Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews link right there within the documents, within some of these documents. Also, these studies go along with Enoch, the Book of Enoch, the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, also the one of the best reprints. And we also have the Gutter's Scrolls as well for even deeper studies, both for the Ethiopic Book of Enoch as well as Books of Genesis Jubilees, as well as the PC Sophia. These are some of the documents, as well as the Dadla Adam, the contending, or the struggle contending of Adam, the Book of Adam, often called the Book of Adam and Eve. Now, in the Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, or Eden, which is a very good document as well, there's also some additional manuscripts that have been taken out of, we'd say, common, you know, Christianity, so to speak. You know, and these are very important books to see the true view that the early church, the true church, you know, the original Nazarenes and the Meshachawian, Messiahites, later on called the Christianoi, these documents that they had, because it really helps to give us a clarity and a contextuality. We call that even the HD when we're going to the Hebrew, but give us that higher definition. The higher definition in that sense of the readings and the reference points as well. So here, for Psalm 35, this is just a link that this is one of the persecution psalms, as we know it Hebraically in the Sefer Tehillim, the Lamed He, Lamed 30, right? It has a numerical value Hebraically of 30, Lamed, the L letter, Lamed, and then we have He, the fifth letter. So we have the 35th psalm. So we have Matanyahu, or Matthew, interpreteth the eighth repentance of Sophia. Sophia, the Hebrew Sophia, is Chokmah, right? Chokmah,
So we have some very interesting link right here. I'd like to get into a little more detail of it, but just pointing it out for the Chavarim. I'm going to look over the chart to see when the next psalm, in fact, based on what we're looking at right here in this particular season, is the 35th psalm. Right? And looking over this chart right here, just looking for, just zooming in on this particular season, since we're in Kislev. It's a moon of Cholam, Chilam, right? It's said to be a moon of dreams, Chavarim. Yes, I envisions, right? And when we start to look at the Torah portion, reading and feeding. Now, the witness of the stars is also very important. Now, looking at the heavenlies, when we're making the heavenly kind of connection, right? As above, so below, the heavenly connection with the tribe on this earthly plane. That's also a very important document to zoom in on. What season are we in, right? And what is the link with the witness and the stars concerning the seasons? Because we have Joseph also within this particular season as well. Right, and it's the first link that we get to the Hebrew, like astrotheology, from HaTorah, because we have Yosef speaking about the 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowing to him, right? Bowing to his star as well. Right, so we have this witness in the stars. That's also another very important book, you know, especially in the season, the winter moon season, because then when we're going over the Torah portion, we can actually point a reference to it. So we're going to seek to make that available as well as a package. The ones hopefully can order all those books if we have the particular books and we reprint the books. LOJ Society, Line of Judah Society, the College Press. If we have those books in the reprint, then we can have them all as a volume, as a package. Also excellent gifts, you know, the Mincha, Minchot here in the season, in the time, the gift of knowledge and education. And we have that pattern according to the Book of Jubilees, the Mitzvah for Kufale, the Book of the Divisions, the Parashio Kufale, the Kufu, right? He speaks of Abraham, right? In the winter time, the winter moons, taking that time of the winter time to study for the Midrash and the Rasha, right? Very important, beginning off the semester. First principles can sharpen our focus on the principles, right? The principles, the patterns, right? And also where necessary, the various personalities and the principles in and according to the personalities here in the season. But first, number the principle over personality. What be the first principles of the oracles, the Dibrei Elohim, of the first principles of the words, the logos, the logic of Elohim, the source, the true good, the true God. Elohim, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, what be the first principle. So here, in these beginning Torah portion reading and feedings, right, within the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis in the English, and to Einai, the Sefer, Bereishis, principle, the principal thing, Reishis, Proverbs 4 and 7, wisdom, Chokmah. So once again, the link with Chokmah. The link again right here, and we also have the psalm that says, teach us to number Einai days, that we may get a heart, apply our hearts to Chokmah, to wisdom. Here's the season, a reason for the season, Chavarim, yes sir. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all the day long.
Watch out for your pony, you don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
So we're not
Blessing right here. Sabbath seal psalm coming forward right here, 144, and the continuation fulfillment here, 15 sabbatical. Yes, sir.
Bless you. Bless you. We find your peace, I've been approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Hear the Shabbat seal psalm, psalm that seals up the Sabbath, one of the chants, psalm 144, segue here to the first day, yes I.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Psalm 144, Sabbath seal psalm, and here the evening psalm for the first day, according to the royal order, Psalm 24.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
Righteous apostles serving the Almighty, who rally round Jah's throne, rally round the justice sound, cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had found it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that had clean hands.
He that had
and a pure
clean
heart.
And pure heart.
Who had not lifted up his
who
soul
not
into vanity.
Up his
nor
torn
his
vanity.
Equally. He has received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eyes,
the
last the eye.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Adonai.
Yes!
Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, fifth offering up, fifth reading here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath go in. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, here at verse 21, here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for the fifth of offering, fifth reading, here, Shema, Israel, give ear, Chamishi. Vayikra Moshe lekol haziknei Yisrael, vayomer lehem, mishkua. Ukahua lakema tsona le misha pechotekem we shachetua ha pa sach ha pa sach 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 sach. Then Moses called for all the elders of Yisrael. Vayikra Moshe lekola ziknei Yisrael and said to them, Vayomer elehem. Draw out and take you lambs according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. Mishku u'kechu alachem tzona le misha pechutekem u'shachetu ha-pasach. U'a le kachetem e'gudata e'zov. Ut valetem badam asher basafa, where he got item etaha mashakofa, where illa shiteya ha mezuzota mina ha dam asher basafa, where atem lo tetsu eisha mi petach beito ad. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. Avari Yahuwah, Yahuwah, and Jehovah, for Jehovah will pass over. we avar Yahweh le negofa eta mitraim we ra eta hadam alaha mashkofa we ala shiteya hamzuzota huwa fasachi Yahweh alaha petach we loa itenaha mashchit la bo illa batechem For Yahweh Jehovah will pass through to smite the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the two mezuzahs, Yahweh Jehovah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in to your houses to smite you. We'avar Yahweh lina Gof, lin gof eta mitzrayim. For Jehovah will pass over to smite the mitzrayim, the Egyptians. We avari Yahuwah lin gof eta mitzrayim. We ra eta hadama alaha mashakofa wa ala shiteya hamezuzo. And when he seeth the blood, we ra'a. Wera eta hadam, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, wera eta hadam, Allah mashkof, and on the two side posts, with Allah shite hamizuzot, and on the two mezuzot, with Allah shite hamizuzot, uva fasach. Yahuwah, Allah petach. Jehovah will pass over ha petach, will pass over the door. Ua fasach, Yahuwah, ufasachi Yahuwah, Allah petach. For Jehovah will pass over the door. Willo yitenaha mashachit la vo illa batechem. Lean the gulf, and will not suffer the destroyer, and will not give the destroyer with law to come into your houses to smite you. Lavo eta batekem lin gulf. Ushamartem eta hadavar haze le haka leka ula vaneka. Ada olam, and ye and y'all shall observe this thing, Ushmartem eta hadavar hazeh, and you shall observe the word, this thing. Ushmartem eta hadavar hazeh lechaka leka, for a chak, for an ordinance to the eye, lechaka leka. An ordinance to the eye, uale vaneka, and to thy sons, uale vaneka, ad olam, for I've ad olam. With haya kia ta vo uwa ilha areta asher yiteni Yehowa lachem ka asher diber ushamartem eta ha evoda hazot. And it shall come to pass when ye, y'all, become to the land which Jehovah will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye, y'all, shall keep this service. Ushamartem eta ha evoda hazot. Wehaya kia yomru elekem be'enekem ma ha evoda hazot alakem. And it shall come to pass when your children, when your sons shall say to you, Ma ha evoda hazot lakem. What mean y'all ye by this service, by this evoda? Ma ha evoda hazot lakem. We emartem zebach pesachu la Yahuwah asher pasach ala bateya. Vine Israel be Mitzrayim be Nagafo eta Mitzrayim we eta bate nua chitzil waya yikoda ha'am waya yishetachu. that ye, that y'all shall say, why am I tam? Why am I tam? And y'all shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahuwah of Jehovah's Passover. Zebach, Pesach, hu, la Yahuwah. It is the sacrifice of Jehovah's Passover. Zebach, Pesach, hu, la Yahuwah. Asher, Pasach Allah Bateya Vine Yisrael Bimitzrayim. For that he passed over the houses of the B'nai of the sons of the children of Yisrael in Egypt. Asher Pasach Allah Bate Vine Yisrael Bimitzrayim. Be Nagufo Eta Mitzrayim. When he smote the Mitzrayim, when he smote the Egyptians, b'nagpo etta Mitzrayim, and delivered I and I houses where etta bate nuach and the people bowed their head. Why ye call the ha'am? And the people bowed their head, why you called the ha'am, and worshipped. Why Aisha tachewu. And the children of Israel went and did so, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe and Aharon. So did they. Why yelkuwa. Why Yaisu abine Israel ka'asher ziwah Yahuwah et Moshe with Aharon. Ken asu. And it came to pass midnight.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And it came to pass at midnight. And it came to pass at midnight. That Yahuwah, that Jah smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, from the firstborn of Paro, of Pharaoh, the great house, that sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And hear, the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah of offering here for this Shabbat Bow, Sabbath go in. Here from the Sefer Shemot, picking up here with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 12 here at verse 29 for the Sheshi. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth reading of offering right here. Vayihi ba chotzi halayla vayihowa hikah kola bekorah be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mi b'korra par'o, hayosheva ala kiso, ada b'korra hashvi yashara b'reita habor, w'kol b'korra b'heima. The contest with Pharaoh, with Pharaon, with the great house. The tenth judgment, death of the firstborn. Here for the Sheshi Ali. And it came to pass at midnight, Waihi Bachotzi Halaila. And it came to pass at night, Waihi Bachotzi Halaila. Waihoa Hikah Kol Bekorah Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That Jehovah smote, hit all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Wa Yehovah hikah kola bekor be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mi bekor par'o Hayosheva Allah Kisol. From the firstborn of Paro, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, Mia Bikor Paro, that sat Hayoshev on his throne, Al Kisol. Ada Bikora Hashavi Ashera. To the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, that was in the pit, Ada Bikora Hashavi Asher Bivaita Habor. Recall Bikora, Behema, and all the firstborn of the Behema of cattle. Wayakam Paro. Lailahu, we call la Evadayo, we call la Mitzrayim. Watahi, Saaka, Gedola, de Mitzrayim. Kiena Bayitash, Aina Sham, mate. And Paro and Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt. For there was not a house where there was not one dead. Ki ain bayit asher ain sham mate. And he called for Moshe and Aharon by night and said, rise up, get you forth from among my people, both ye y'all and the Bnei Yisrael and the children and the sons of Yisrael, and go. Serve Yahuwah, serve Jehovah as ye, as y'all have said. Wayikra lemoshe ul Aharon. La, 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 la. And he called for Moses and Aaron, Laila, by night, and said, Wayomer, Komu, Tzua mitok. Ami, gam matem, gam bnei Yisrael, ul ko evdo et Yehovah, ke daberkem, rise up, kumu, get you forth from my people, tzu mitok ami, both ye, both y'all, gam atem, and the bnei Yisrael, gam bnei Yisrael, and go, ul ko. Ulku and tried, ulku and tried, ulku ivdu eti Yehovah and serve Jehovah ke daverkem. As y'all have said, take both your flocks and your herds, as y'all have said, and be gone, and bless me, and bless I also. Gam sonikem, gam bikarkem, kuhu ka ashara dibartem, wa lehu ua beraktem, gam oti. Take both your flocks and your herds, gam sonikem, gam bikarkem, kuhu, as y'all have said, ka asher dibartem. Tem, and be gone. Wa aleku, wa aleku, and be gone. Ua berak tem, kam oti, and bless me also. Ua berak tem, kam oti, 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 oti. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were urgent upon the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we are all dead men, dead men, dead men, dead men, dead men. Ki amru, kulanu metim, we are now all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did according to the word of Moshe. And they asked of the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, jewels of silver, things of silver and jewels of gold, things of gold and raiment. And Yahuwah and Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Mitzrayim so that they let them have what they asked. and they despoiled the Mitzrayim. Here at verse 37, redemption, second part by power, the first stage of the journey, 37. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 men on foot beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked 11 cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of Mitzrayim, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Mitzrayim and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now, the time that the Bnei Yisrael dwelt in Mitzrayim in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, went out from the land of Mitzrayim, went out from the land of Egypt. Yatsu kolat ivooti Yehovah me ereta Mitzrayim, that all the host went out. Yatsu kolat ivot Yehovah, kolat ivooti Yehovah went out from the land me eret Mitzrayim. It was a night of watching to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for bringing them out from the land of Mitzrayim. This same night is a night of watching to Jehovah for all the children, the sons of Israel, throughout their generation. It was a night of watching to Jehovah. Leil Shimurim, Shimurim, Leil Shimurim hu la Yahuwah. Lehotziam me eretz Mitzrayim hu ha laila hazeh la Yahuwah. Shimurim al kol bnei Yisrael le dorotam. It was a night of watching. Leil Shimurim hu la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This same night is a night of watching la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for all the Bnei Yisrael throughout their generations. Lekol b'nei Yisrael ledorotam. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe and Aharon, this is the ordinance of HaPesach, of the Passover. There shall no alien eat thereof. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe wa Aharon, zot chukata HaPesach. Kol bena nekar lo yokal ba'u. And Jehovah said to Moses, this is the ordinance of the Passover. Zot chukat ha-pasach. There shall no alien eat thereof. Kol ben nekar lo yokal ba'u. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house it shall be eaten. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad, out of the bait, out of the house, neither shall ye y'all break a bone thereof. All the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Pesach, la Yahuwah, the Passover to Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, homie. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and to the stranger that sojourneth among you. Torah achat, one Torah, Torah achat, yihyeh la azrach. One law, one Torah shall be to him that is la ezrach, that is homeborn. Torah achat yihyeh la ezrach, with la gera hagara be tokakem. And to the ger, the stranger that sojourneth, with la ger hagara de tokkem, that sojourneth among y'all. Thus, like this, did all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, as Yahuwah Jehovah commanded Moshe and Aharon. So did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, did bring the Bnei Yisrael out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, by their hosts. Vayehi be'er etzem hayom hazeh, hotzi Yahuwah et Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Allah Siva O Tam 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 O
Tam. I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, offering up, going up here, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat bow. Here from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 13, for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh reading, seventh up offering, seventh Aliyah. Parenthetical, the firstborn set apart for Yahuwah, for Jehovah. Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe, to Moses leimor, saying, Kadesh li kola bekora peter kola rechem vivne Israel ba adam ua vab heima li sanctify, Kadesh li, sanctify to me, Kadesh li, sanctify to I all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb, the womb, the womb, the womb, the womb, among the Bnei Yisrael, both of man and of beast, it mine. Kadesh li, kol bekora, peter, kol rechem, vivnei Yisrael, ba adam, u avab heima li, who. And Moshe said to her arm, to the people, remember, 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 day, 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 Zakor eta hayom hazeh, remember this day in which ye y'all came out from Egypt, mi Mitzrayim, came out from Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand, Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought you y'all out from this, from this, from this. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Vayomer Moshe il ha'am. And Moses said to ha'am, to the people, Zakor, remember, Zakor, remember, Zakor, et hayom hazeh, remember this day, Asher
Yitzatem Mitzrayim, in which y'all came out from Mitzrayim. Asher Yitzatem Mitzrayim, mi beita evadim. Ki abe chozek 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 yad 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 be chozek yad, by a strong hand, for by strength of hand Jehovah brought y'all out from this place. Zakor et hayom hazeh asher yitzatem mitzrayim mi beit avadim, house of bondage, mi beit avadim, ki bi chozek yad hotzi Yahuwa etekem mizeh v'lo ye'achel chametz, for by strength of hand, ki bi chozek yad 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 Jehovah brought y'all out from this place. Hotzi Yahuwah etekem mizeh, 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 mizeh. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. With lo ye'akel chameit, 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 chameit. This day came y'all out in the month Abib. Hayom atem yotzaim b'chodesh Ha-Aviv, this day, Hayom, 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 this day ye, y'all, Atem, 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 came out, 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 out. This day, y'all, go forth, go forth, go forth, Atem, Atem, Yotzaim, B'Chodesh Ha-Aviv. In the month Aviv, in the month Aviv, B'chodesh Aviv, 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 and it shall be when Yahuwah, when Jehovah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month, in this moon. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt shew thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Jehovah did to me when I came forth, mi Mitzrayim, with higadta levinika bayom hahu lemor ba evor ze asah Yahuwah li. And thou shalt tell, with he got the ta, and thou shalt tell thy son, with he got the ta, levinka bayomahahu, thou shalt tell thy son in that day, lemor, saying, ba evor ze, asah Yahuwah li, 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 li. It is because of that which Yahuwah, which Jehovah did for me, for me, for me, for me, for me, for me, for me. I, Asah Yahuwah li, b'feiti mi Mitzrayim, when I came forth, mi Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Egypt, Kemet, from Kemet, from Kemet, from Kemet, from Kemet. And it shall be for a sign to thee, the eye upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah's law, that Yahuwah's Torah may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand, a strong yad, has Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought thee, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. With hayah lekal leot al yadeka uwa le zikarona beina aineka le maana tihiye torati yahuwa be fika kia be yada chazaka ho ziata yahuwa miya mitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign. Wehaya lika leot. It shall be for a sign to the eye. Wehaya lika leot. Al yadeka. 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 Upon thy yad. Upon thy hand. Al yadeka. Ua le zikaron. And for a zikaron, a memorial. Ule zikaron bein aineka, and for a zikaron between thine eyes. Ule zikaron bein aineka. Le ma'ana tihiye torat yawa. Bifika, that the Torah of Jehovah may be in thy mouth. Le ma'an tihiye torat Yahuwah bifika. Ki biyada chizaka hotziaka Yahuwa mimitzrayim. For with a strong hand, ki biyada chizaka. For with a strong hand hath Yahuwa, hath Jehovah brought thee, the I, hotziaka Yahuwa, out of Egypt, mimitzrayim. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. Wishamarta eta ha chukah hazot le mo edaha miya mayima yamima. Thou shalt keep, therefore keep this ordinance in its In her season, from year to year, thou shalt keep this ordinance, this chukat hazot. Thou shalt keep this ordinance in her season, from year to year. Wishamarta etaha chukat hazot le mo edaha miya yamima yamima. And it shall be when Jehovah shall bring the eye into the land of the Canaanites, as he swear to the eye and to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and shall give it the eye, that thou shalt set apart like Yahuwah to Jehovah all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast. The males shall be Yahuwah's. The males shall be Jehovah's. With ha ibarta kola petera rechema la Yahuwah. With kola petera shagera be heima shara yihyeh lika ha zikarima la Yahuwah. That thou shalt set apart to Jehovah all that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix. With ha ibarta kola peter rechem, all that openeth the womb, kola peter rechem, all that openeth the matrix, kola peter rechem la Yahuwah to Jehovah. We kola peter Shagera bihaima, every firstling that is a male which thou hast coming of a beast shall be Yahuwah's, shall be Jehovah's. We call Shagera bihaima Asher Yehelika ha zikarim la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah. Every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou will not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children, among thy sons, shalt thee redeem. Wikola petera chamora tisfideh. Viseh. Wimalo tisfideh. Wa irafato. Wikola. Kola bikora Adam Bivaneka Tifideh, and every firstling of an ass. Wikola Petera Chemora, thou shalt redeem Tifideh, 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 with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it with him, lo, tifideh, 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 then shalt thou break its neck. Wa and all the firstborn of man. Wikola Bikor Adam, and all the firstborn of Adam. Wikola Bikor Adam. Among thy vaneka, thou shalt redeem, shalt thou, the I, redeem, tifideh, 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 tifideh. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear right here, hear for the maftir, hear for the maftir reading for this Shabbat bow. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, and here from the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 13, here at 14, verse 14 for the maftir reading here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath go in. With Haya, Kia, Yisha Aleka, Vineka, Mahara lemor mazot with amarta elayo be chozek ayad hotzianu Yahuwah mimitzrayim mi beit avadim. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what this? That thou shalt say to him, by strength of hand, Jehovah brought I and I, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, from the house of bondage. Wehaya, kia, yisha aleka, and it shall be when asking of the I, vineka, the I son, and it shall be when the I son, vineka, shall ask of the I, asketh the I in time to come, saying, with haya, kia yishaleka, vineka, mahar lemor, what is this? Mazot, what is this? Mazot. With Hamarta Elayo, that thou, the I, shalt say to him, with Hamarta Elayo, Bi Chozek Yad, by strength of hand, by a strong hand, Bi Chozek Yad, Hotzianu, bringing I and I out, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hotzianu, Yahuwah, Mimitzrayim, by strength of hand, Jehovah brought I and I, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, Mi Beit Ivadim, from the house of the Ibadim, Mi Beit Ibadim, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh, the great house, would hardly let make I and I go, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice La Yahuwah to Jehovah all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children, of thy children, of thy sons, I redeem. Wayehiya kiya hikasha faro lipshalachenu wayayahiroga yahwa kola bekora be eretamitzrayim mia bekora adam we ada bekora behema al kain ani. Zo beyach la Yahuwah, kola petera rechem, ha zekarim, we kola bekora banai, efedeh. And it came to pass, Waihi, when Pharaoh would hardly let make I and I go, kia hikasha faroa, li shalachenu, that Yahweh slew. Why Yahirogi Yahweh, that Jehovah slew. Why Yahirog Yahweh Kola Bekora Be Eretz Mitzrayim, slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Mia Bekora Adama Weada Bekora Behema, both the firstborn of Adam, of man, and the firstborn of Behema, of beasts. Al Cain, therefore, Ani, I, Zobeach, sacrifice, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Kola Peter, Rechem, all that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, Kola Peter, Rechem, Ha Zikarim, being males, Ha Zikarim, with Kol Bekor Banai, Esfadash, all the firstborn of my sons, with Kol Bekor Banai, I redeem, Esfadash, and it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes, for by strength of hand, by strength of Yad, Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought I and I forward, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. With Hayal Ota Ala Yadika, Ula Tot Afota Baina Aineka, Kia Bit Hoseka Yad, Ho Si Anu Yahuwah, Mi Mitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign, with Hayal Ot, it shall be for an Ot, with Hayal Ot, it shall be for a sign, Al Yadika, upon thy hand, Allah Yadka, Ula Totafot, and for frontlets, Uli Totafota, Bain Aineka, between thine eyes, Bain Aineka, Key for the Chosek Yad, for by strength of Yad, by strength of hand, Key a bit Chosek Yad, Hotsian, bringing I and I forth, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hotsianu, Yahuwah, Mimitzrayim, for by strength of hand, Jehovah brought I and I forth, forward, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. And here fulfills the aliyot, the going ups from HaTorah here for this Shabbat bo, Sabbath, go, Sabbath, go in. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dintu, kabur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King. Kabur l'kedamawi, chayla selasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua ha-Moshiach.
The reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual king, who has given us the law, ha Torah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain Ha Torah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The home places is due for
help. Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
The God and is terrible among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. We then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I are the black Jews. And Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Benebiim Tobim Veratzach Bedebrehem Haneamarim Baemet Baruch Atah Adonai Habocher Batorach Ubmoshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Book of the Prophets, Jeremiah 46, verses 13 to 46, 28. That's in my Abba, wa wa sahadu amlak. The word that Yahweh, Baruch Hu, spake to Jeremiah the prophet, be how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdal, and publish in North, and in Tapanhes. Say ye, stand fast to prepare thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. Why are thy violent men swept away? They stood not because Yahweh did drive them. He made many to fall, yea, one fell upon another. And they said, arise and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He hath passed the time appointed. As I live, saith the king, the Negus, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh Zabaoth, Buruku. Surely as Tabor is among the mountains, the Tararuch, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O thou daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for North shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh. It cometh out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks. For they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of the calamity was come upon them, and the time of their visitation. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army, and come against her with axes as hewers of wood. They shall cut down her force, saith Yahweh Buruku, blessed be he. Though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be confounded. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh Zabaoth Buruku, HaElohim Zayisrael, saith, behold, I will punish the multitude of Noah and Pharaoh and Egypt with their Elohim and their kings, even Pharaoh and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith Yahweh Buruku. But fear not, thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be in rest, and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacober, my servant, saith Yahweh Buruku, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Dimsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, Jarastafari, Yeshua Shalom.
When I say more, you say fire, more,
fire.
Kata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for RSS number 15, Boa. Enter, go in. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 7 through 30, and the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 20 through 34. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Luke, chapter 22. Preparation of the Passover. Verse 7, Zayin. Verse 8, Chet. Verse 9, Tet. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Vayaboa Yom HaMatzot Asher Yizbach Bo HaPesach Vayishlach Et Petros Ve'et Yochanan Lemor Leku Ve'hakinu Lanu Et HaPesach Ve'nokela Vayomru Elayu Eifo Tachpots Ve'nakin Oto Vayomer Aleihem Hine atem ba'im ha'ira upaka etkem ish nosei tafachat ma'im leku acharayu el habeit asher yabo po wa amartem el ba'al habeit ko amar leka harab aye hamalun asher okla sham et ha'pesach Im Talmidai. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said to them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say to the good man of the house, The master saith to thee, Where is thy guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall shew you a large upper room furnished. There, make ready. And they went and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. The Lord's Passover, Adonai's Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, What desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of Elohim shall come. The Lord's Supper instituted. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body that is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood that is shed for you. Yeshua, Jesus, announces his betrayal. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. The strife, which should be greatest.
And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But he shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. The apostles' place in the future kingdom. Ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed to me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Disorders at Adonai's table rebuked. Verse 20, Kaf. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Verse 22, Kaf Beit. Wata Kasher Teasfu Yachad Ein Ze Leko Seudato Shel Ha'adon Ki Kol Echad Makdim Lakachat Seudato Beshat Ha'akila Weze Yerab Weze Yishtakar Haki Ein Lakem Batim Leakol Wezistot O Hatabuzu Et Kahal Elohim Utebaishu Et Mi Shein Lo Ma Omar Lakem Ha'alzot Ashabeach Etkem Aineinu Mishabeach. When ye are come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat Ha'adon's supper. This is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of Elohim, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. The order and meaning of Ha'adon's table. The order and meaning of the Lord's table. For I have received of Ha'adon that which also I deliver to you, that Ha'adon Yeshua, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body that is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew Ha'adon's death. Do shew the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Ha'adon unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Ha'adon. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning Ha'adon's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of Ha'adon, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together to condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Kabur lakalu, kabur lidimtu, kabur lakhailu.
Kabarula Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christo Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christo,
Jesus Christo,
Jesus Christo,
Jesus.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how weak I tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how weak I tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
The kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari voice must be heard. The kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. The kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari voice must be heard. The kingdom come down. Upon a revolutionary soldier is a
Babylon of people. Say mute them off, they accept the truth. Come on, a revolutionary soldier. Long time we shoot them off. Say mute them off, they accept. Well, them can't stop me from freedom. Make sure Babylon, you gun them soon. I'm no use. No more get a youth, then you can't come shoot. They do them sick. And then find the truth again. The truth will like the sea. Now people like the blues. I am the blank, I am the lamb. This
Behold the Lion of Judah, has conquered again and again. Set the captives free. Come down upon earth.
Rastafari rise for the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am with
you. Well, Babylon, to this one, when you're better inclined, you're not missing for my time. Black star line, believers have a big time. Now anytime, the youth them seek, them search and find, and them know I am at 11 and you 39. Too much get no youth, then from borderline. And no more youth, no feet, get no carbine. One fight, wrong fight, and I'm pretty fun with mine. Brainwash education, I'm with them. Them have to accept the truth. Man a revolutionary cause a long time with you. Them have to say mute. Them have to accept. Well, them can't stop me from leading me to
your kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari rise for the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. Your kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari rise for the earth.
At this Babylon Nango, stand. When them see the mountains, they'll find the ocean. Them a wonder if a dream or a vision. I wonder if it's real or illusion. Tell the world of them, they better overstand. Africa, me know that it's all on you come from. Tell it up, we moving through the pollution. Hey, Luciana, let's watch on the song. Babylon, a figure. Them youth, them have to accept the truth. Man, the revolution, every soul, the long time. Me do them have to.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
One. Many are calling, no? Many of God will fear choosing. Many of God will fear choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Yebelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Hallelujah. Bekadase gize kamitmena no wogin wada beta Christiana yigabaso binor kadusata metz aiftin nabaya saisama yekadase uas lotiskia fets emma by tages kokur banuma bike evel kabeta Christian yilei ye ekziavi harina hig afurswalina የስጋና የነፍስ ፈጣሪ ማለት የስጋና የነፍስ ንጉስ በሚሆን በሰማያዊ ንጉስ ፊት መቆምንም አጣልዋልና ሐዋርያት በሲኖዶሳቸው እንዲህ ብሎ አሳተምረውና ሃሌሉያ if there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the holy scriptures, and have not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kadase, the prayer of the liturgy, and have not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Ekkazi Aviher, of the sustain of the good father Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
So hear, give a first ear to the metaphysical implications of Egypt, Mitzrayim in the Hebrew, Mitzrayim, Egypt, the Coptic land from the Hebrew, Mitzrayim, which means shut in, restraint, misery, tribulation, distress, Mitzrayim. Hear, give ear. Egypt, a country in the northeast of Africa, the continent which is called today, according to the legal fiction, Africa. Ancient times we have Ethiopia and Ethiopia, but this country, the ancient Egypt point of reference here, the metaphysical implications of Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Egypt, or Kemet, if you please. Egypt, country in the northeast of Africa, where the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, were held in bondage for many years. Now, Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, to the end of Exodus chapter 14. So here, a particular context of study concerning Mitzrayim, concerning Egypt, the Coptic, kept, right, the Coptic land, kept Ptah, Gibbet, Egypt. We have Genesis chapter 12, verse 10. Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, to the end of Exodus chapter 14. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yeshua was taken into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, Gibbet, when a babe, to save him from Herod. We have this in the Gospel according to Matthew, according to Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Metaphysically speaking, Egypt, a.k.a. Mitzrayim, It's the realm of substance and life in the depths of the body consciousness. To the unregenerate soul, the unregenerate nefesh, the unregenerate psyche, suke, it is the land of darkness and mystery. Yet it is essential to the perpetuation of the body. Egypt, Mitzrayim, to the unregenerate soul, the soul that has not been regenerated, reborn, the psyche that has not been reborn. Egypt, Mitzrayim, or Kemet, if you please, is the land of darkness and mystery, yet it is essential to the perpetuation of the body. Egypt, Mitzrayim, it signifies the darkness of ignorance, of not knowing, of obscurity. It has a special significance in the body consciousness. And we often think of it, or many think of it, as referring to the subjective or the subconscious mind. In reference, referring to the subjective, Mitzrayim, Egypt, to the subjective, Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, to the subconscious mind. We also refer to Egypt, Mitzrayim, as the flesh consciousness, sense consciousness, or material consciousness. This hidden realm within our organism is in an Egyptian or Mitzrayim or an obscured state to most of us, to most ones. Yet it is a great kingdom, and its king, its Melech, is Paro, the great house, Peron, the great own, Heliopolis, ruler of the sun, where we get the true meaning of the Peron, the house of Heliopolis, the great house, the house of On, Peron, ruler of the sun, or that brain and nerve center, which our physiologists have correctly named the solar plexus. They tell us that this is the brain of the body and that it directs the circulation, digestion, assimilation, and so forth. Students of mind have discovered that the solar plexus is but the organ through which a ruling thought acts. And this ruling thought, tahut, thought, is typified by Faro, by Peron. He of the hard heart, who would not let my people go. However, we should not forget that it is down in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayimah, down in Egypt, Gubit and Kemet, that we, that I and I, find the grain or the substance required to sustain the man, to sustain Ha-Adam, to sustain Adam. Many workers in truth think that it is useless to go into this obscure kingdom within each man. They are not willing that Joseph shall spend a part of his time, his Iowa, down in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, making ready the storehouses and filling them with the vitality, the Itam, the vitality that will be needed when the outer man has exhausted his resources. these will find that they cannot have that joyous reunion of mind and body with all its brothers or faculties as set forth in Genesis chapter 42 to Genesis chapter 46, unless they are willing to let the higher thought, the higher taught, Tahut, go consciously down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, and rule there, second to King Pharaoh, to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim himself. Physically, physically, Egypt, Mitzrayim, it typifies in type that part of the body below the diaphragm. The various plagues brought upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, by Adonai, by Adonai, by Yahweh, through Moshe, are symbolical representations of what occurs in this part of the organism when the presiding intelligence, Paro, Pharaoh, opposes the influx of the higher life, of the higher liberty. Now, parallels to the bloody waters, frogs, lice, flies, moraine, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn may all be found in the various diseases, the various diseases of bowels, kidneys, and other organs of the body as named by the doctors. A very large number of these ills result from mental resistance to spiritual consciousness, which is working widely in humanity. The spiritual man, the true ego, the true I am, is the only rightful heir to the divine, the divine inheritance, spiritual consciousness. We as individuals, as indivisible duals, must awake from the dream of mortality, leave Mitzrayim, leave Egypt, leave Kemet, the flesh consciousness, forever. Cross the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, the Eterat Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, which is the boundary line where we, I and I, sacrifice every tie that binds us, that binds I and I to the past. Thence, they go through the Midbar, the wilderness, which represents a transitory state, through the waters of the Yarden, of the Jordan, representing the boundary line between the transitional and the permanent, and plant our feet on Canaan land, on the Kana'anu land, Ainai inheritance. Once there, we have 31 kings. We have 31 kings represented by the usurping thought forces to conquer. Once they are in the Kaanu, the Canaan land, we have 31 kings usurping thought forces to conquer before we can peaceably settle down in our inheritance. But Moshiach, HaMoshiach, Christos Christ, the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts, Yahweh, Yahweh is about old. He meets Aina, he meets us, is revealed to conscious thought on Canaan's, on Canaan's shore, and directs our battles, directing Aina battles. Truth becomes an active, irresistible power. When the spiritual man awakens and finds that he is the possessor of the divine germ, the divine germ, which is the word of truth, he begins at once to make use of it. The result is an influx, an inflow, an influx of light, an inflow of illumination. Mortality, which is synonymous with darkness, begins to fade away, to fade from his conscious thought. As this light, this illumination increases, mortality decreases until, as Paulos, as the great apostle Paul says, mortality is swallowed up in immortality. Quote, death is swallowed up in victory, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 53 and 54. Egypt, what and where is it?
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Something's new, something's old. Previously, we had reasoned on this right here, and we're zooming in on this right here, just recalling, zooming in on the three last plagues. Here in the 15th sabbatical study, we have the three last plagues. Touched on Egypt, the metaphysical of Egypt, in order to be able to have the keys in the Brit Chadash and the renewed covenant, the iritical keys of what and where is Egypt, the real Egypt of the new covenant of the prophecy, yes? So here's some things old, some things new. Every scribe, the scribes of Yeshua HaMoshiach, every scribe that's instructed into the kingdom. Right?
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 new, things and old.
Root, right from that root, and here's where it came to the Ethiopic kings and the Ethiopic kings and the Ethiopic kings. But the key is right here in these plagues. Root, right from that root, and here's where it came to the Ethiopic connection. Go for the root, go for the root, concerning ancient Egypt. Right, down the valley in denial, as well as the Hebrew right? The root of the Hebrew, the mountains, the moons, Yahweh, he who be, who ye be worshipped, right? The beginning, you know, almost like Alpha and Omega of it all. But we'll get into that a little bit more. But the key is, right here in these plagues, right here in this contest of Paro, the key of Egyptology is that Moshe is a god. He's made a god, an Elohim, to Paro. This is where he's like the key of Egyptology. But we'll turn that key momentarily. Right now, right here, we have the three last plagues. So here, picking up with the plagues of Egypt, the Makot, what's called the Makot and the Makah. So what the Makah, even previous, in the previous Torah portions, reading and feedings, where we are in Egypt. But here, this is coming up to the Exodus. Here we have the first Pesach, the first Passover as well, in this particular Torah portion. So we have the three last plagues. What are the three last plagues? Well, firstly, we have the locusts. The locust plague, Hebraically speaking, the Arbe. It's going to sound like almost like Ar. Mm. Now, it's interesting when you say the history of the historical Arabs, right? Because, you know, nowadays there's a lot of, nowadays there's a lot of confusion as to who's who, right, on this earthly plane. But when we speak about the Arabs and Islam and Ishmael, the connection with the totem or the, how would they say, the totem, you know, like the totem, like the symbol. People choose like a mascot. We call it today, like in America, we're like, there's like mascots. And even nowadays, you know, ones that like to wear the fitted hats have different, like, particular teams and mascots, so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? Like that, we talk about the eagle, you know, the eagle in Rome and the eagle, right, and the beer. We got the beer, which is like Russia, you know, on that level, you know, the eagle and the beer. So there's these particular symbolic totems, right? Even with the lion and the Lion of Judah, right? It's one of these symbolic totems. So for the Arabs and the Ishmaelites, remember what the prophecy is about Ishmael. Ishmael has a role to play. And this now also connects with Islam, or ones will call Islam, or Mohammedanism, right? The Mohammedans. We prefer the term Mohammedans, historically speaking. Very, very good book, historical book. We want to touch on that as well. Ethiopia and the two Islams, right? Ethiopia and the two Islams. It's very, very important. And did the Mohammedans lie to the Ethiopians? Remember, Ethiopia is a very important, the Hijra, the first flight, so forth and so on. But we'll touch on that as hopefully we have the time to build on that. But right here in speaking about the three last plagues and to ask the question, we already say that, yes, from the evidence that we have, we are in the three last plagues in this spiritual Egypt, right? What is this spiritual Egypt? This spiritual Egypt and Sodom, right, where our Lord, where it says, where also our Lord was crucified. We have that in Revelation. Now, remember, Revelation is a prophetic book that is to show to the servants things which must shortly come to pass within its time. So there are signs of the time. So the first thing is to be able to tell right and accurate time, because the word also says that the Antichrist will seek to change law, times and laws. Times is put in the order of times first, because you can change time. Right? Make people think that they're in another time. Right? You're a grown folk and somebody's still babying you. Think about that for a moment. You already grew up and they want to baby you again. Right? That's a kind of psychological way to change time, and not to get into that, you know, so much right there. But firstly, to speak of the first of these three last signs and how they relate to the present things in time. For example, one of the big issues in this spiritual Sodom and Egypt and this system of things, you know, here in, what are we? Are we in the lower Egypt in America, and England is upper Egypt? Is that how we go? Mother and daughter, the Tin Lady, Great Britannia, Babylon, baby London, and her daughter, this new country, this new world, this new world Ada. New world Ada. Right? Then they finally, you know, you can say, announce it. They externalize, right, this satanic hierarchy in the 30s when they put those sigils on the dollar bill, those seals, those seals, those signs, those symbols, You know, it's really magic and witchcraft. It's part of the magician's magic, like the media magic, just like the music industry magic. Now they talk about surviving R. Kelly. Are you going to survive this spiritual Sodom in Egypt? That's the real question right there. But the locust is the first sign. So one of the big subject matters is immigration, ain't it? Immigration, isn't that what they've been talking about? Especially more and more, it's like immigration is on them. Over the past, how long has immigration been a real hot-button issue? Especially within the terms of, you know, legal or illegal immigration, whether it's the Mexicans or the, you know, Spanish-speaking peoples, you know, coming from so-called south of the border, or whether it's speaking of the Arabs. You know, it's the Arabs that as well, with the Arabs and the Mohammedans or the Muslims or the Islamics, or, you know, however they refer to, you know, and the whole thing about building this wall, especially with this new suit. Right? In ancient Egypt, they used to call the kings, one of the names for kings was Nisut, like this new suit, jacket, and tie. This king, who is the new king of Egypt? The new king of Egypt is Donald J. Trump. That's the new king of Egypt. Right? He's the new king. But is he the first Trump or is he the last Trump? We already said that Reagan is the first Trump. Reagan has a lot to do. So it seems as though many of these signs that are coming to their fulfillment have a lot to do with that time, even the whole thing about the R. Kelly thing. I like to get into that a little bit more because that connects with the second to last. The ninth plague is that darkness, as it says within the 400-year prophecy connection in Genesis chapter 15, when the sun was going down and a great darkness, you know, came upon Abraham. And that is to say that Abraham is to know of a surety that his seed, right, the seed of Abraham. Now, Scripture is very clear, speaking of the seed of Abraham, especially in that connection, right, with the ethnic Israel, right, ethnic, talking about the black and the brown, the lost found, black and brown sheeple of the Beit Israel. So you have to know the history, first of all, from Babylon to Timbuktu, and then also coming over here across the Trans-Ethiopic or the Ethiopian Ocean, the enslavement, the slave trade, part of the prophecy, and also, interestingly enough, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, connects with this spiritual Egypt, or Sodom in Egypt. Revelation brings the fuller full of it. So we have the locust, right? The locust, the first of the three last signs, the locust, thus the immigration. Right, that immigration. The locust, in a sense, represents the immigration. Think about it for a moment. What do locusts do?
What do locusts do?
Right. Well, the natural locust. See, this locust plague is twofold because at the same time there is the actual, you know, the locust. So there both is the earthly sign of the locust, and then there is the second of the two truths, the spiritual sign of what the locust means. You know, it's twofold. So it's earthly, as the Messiah said, I show you earthly things. So we can show that, you know, this locust eating up crops, and with them eating up crops, they eat up the greenery, right, the grocery, the food, there's food shortages. And a lot of us have been pointing to the sign of the famine. And we published this back in 1992. There's some documents talking about the famine is coming to America. But then, of course, people say, well, where is it? If that's 1992, I mean, we're here in 2019, almost 2020, coming into the fullness of the 400 years. So what is going on? Remember the word says in that prophecy in Genesis chapter...
Just want to note right here, actually, we're 30 years. Seems like it's coming to pass, famine, right?
The New Testament speak of the mystery of iniquity. That's your so-called Freemasons and the Illuminati and all them that, you know, try to put you in a triangle and put a triangle up there and do all these kind of, you know, spiritual Egyptian things. See, that whole link with spiritual Egypt is real. It's real, Israel. You know, notice that in each of the empire city-states, whether it's London, whether it is Rome, or whether it's D.C. or it's secondary, New York, notice these obelisks, these Egyptian obelisks, and even in their Freemasonry, right, Egyptianism, right? Whether it is true with the, you know, the pro-blacks will tell us, well, you know, how they steal in from ancient Egypt and all that, rah, rah, rah. But the reality of it is that they believe themselves to be Egyptians. They believe this, and they have also built their New World Order based on that, and even boldly proclaim it by putting their signs and sigil on the $1 bill. Right, which they call, by the way, incidentally, the Almighty Dollar. And we know that, you know, folks worship that. We show it in the wood and stone. They worship the wood and stone. And the monies are made, the coins and the dollars, from the wood and stone. So everything that the scripture says, if one has the spirit of truth, it's right and exact. Now, yes, it is true that many have come in Jesus' name and have called themselves Christ. They say they're Christians, little Christ, and they have deceived many. What he says? We should have a new name, right? A new name in that precious name. So we come to that new name, that precious name, Adonai Jah, Rastafari. Now, I know Rastafari Joseph, how are you pointing to? Exodus, the movement of Jah people. But in order, before Jah people can move up and out, there's some things that must be fulfilled first. Alright, so yes, there's signs. Life is one big road with lots of signs. But when you're riding through the rut, you know, don't complicate your mind. Free from hate, deceit, and jealousy. Don't bury your thought. Set the dream, the vision, to reality. But it begins with the hearing of the word. Alright? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Ye must be born again. So that regeneration is really so important. Right? That regeneration. Now, we know from the case of the children of Israel, you know, John redeemed them freely. He brought them out. But those who he had brought out, he didn't bring into the promised land because of their lack of credit. Their credit rating. You see, I'm not talking about the credit rating in Babylon. You see, you're talking about the world, the system, you know. Because you are living in the image of the beast. Come out of her. This is why that warning, my people. So here we see the last three of the signs. Right? Or the plagues, the signs of the plague. The last three of the signs. Then I thought about the whole thing about the famine. And I said, wait, hold on for a moment. Why would they have fake food? Think about it for a moment. Why would they have fake food if there's real food? You know what I'm saying? If real food, you know, according to the good God's creation, John's creation, right, is you know, this is what the earth is it's created for, you know? But they have so polluted the creation that even the natural runnings of creation are off. Revelation speaks about that. Pollution. Pollution is spoken about there. You know, men and people are like, they're going to save the earth. No. Ye must be born again, right? Why don't you be saved? Are you really safe? You see, this is what leads to the ninth plague, which is the darkness. And we're not just talking about like a solar eclipse or the sun doesn't come out on that particular level or a so-called power outage, right, in the outer sense. Well, what is happening in the inner sense, the madness, the mudness that is going on in these latter days and times? Right? These are also the signs of the time, even here as we're coming in the fullness of the 400 years. So that locust plague, immigration, particularly is kind of interesting. It has almost like a twofold, right? A twofold aspect. One, we see it very clearly in the connection of the locust and the food. And this is what a lot of people have been saying. They've been saying, well, we need the immigrants because the immigrants are the ones that do the work out in the field and pick, you know, the fruit and you know, the crops that need to be picked. It's like black folks won't work for that. But then you have a lot of these liberals. I don't even get into the whole politics. Because the whole politics, whether it's the left wing or the right wing, is still the same blasted eagle. Think about it. Whether it's blue or it's red, you put the two together, you have purple. And what color does the whore, the harlot wear? This is where we're at right here. This is where we're at. So in looking at this locust, the locust plague, with the crops and the greenery, and then all of this fake food. Think about all the fake food that's been going on. We've been told about it. Oh, you know, such and such, chicken McNuggets, you know what chicken McNuggets, you know how they make them, and you know, and you see these videos now. Remember I saw a video about maybe a year, two or so ago about, you know, some fake food. You know, and you actually see something, you're like, wait, that's some Jell-O or something, and they, from that little Jell-O or something like that, they, through a process, it's like magic. It's like, and it actually seems like food and a lot of these things, you know, a lot of products. And this is so very important because this is part of the incentive of coming out of her, especially for I and I, to kibbutz and kibbutzim, gather, kibbutz, Jah people, kibbutz, gather, Jah people, gather. But first, we got to hear the instruction, HaTorah. We need John's directions, his instruction. And most of all, we need to repent, have a change of heart and mind, to think different, turn away from the astray way, and turn to Yahweh, truth, and life. Right? So there's the signs, the sign of the locust plague, the immigration. Immigration is the big, big sign connected to the locust plague. Right? They want to build a wall. Will it stop the locust plague? maybe on a certain level, but what's going to happen with that, right? We have the fake food, right? Fake food. Why would they have fake food if it's real food? So they have been able, just like war, people say, well, this is a time there hasn't been no war like World War. And you will think that means that there hasn't been no fighting, there haven't been no dying, nobody has been fighting, and nobody has been dying. And that ain't true. There's been a lot of wars, but what they don't do is they don't call it or announce it as war. They don't proclaim it as war. They call it a conflict or an engagement or have some other, you know, neological, you know, neo-logos, you know, like some new term, some new words. It's like 1984, if you're a Brave New World, you know, word police, or they'll come up with a new phraseology. You know, it's just saying, oh, is this a war? This is not a war. It's nothing like World War II. This is a conflict and engagement or some other kind of thing. So there's a lot of proxy wars. There's been a lot of proxy wars. A lot of people have been suffering. A lot of people have been dying. A lot of people have been killed. A lot of stealing, killing, and destroying going on. All right, basically, Satan, the devil, and the children of the devil, and the children of the lie, they've been doing what they've been doing. The children of the world are wiser in their generation, right, than the children of light. This is what the Messiah says. Our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. That's just a fact. You have to recognize the truth. You got to be honest. You want to say color doesn't matter? Okay, I hear you. But it's facts that if it's true, right, that the Word incarnated, then we must also recognize that the Word incarnated in flesh. It says that Christ, according to the what flesh, according to the flesh, Christ came. Let's recognize that. Stop the foolishness. Stop the lies. You see, because it makes the effects of the plague much worse. This is why the first Passover is so significant. And what does Passover really mean? Once again, like to heal up John Light Records and also Queen Omega with the Passover, that Passover tune. Check it out. Check out John Light Records. Go look up John Light Records and Passover production. Check it out, my brothers and sisters. I love the interview because the brother really, you know, in about a minute and 35 seconds, he brings it forward so very clear. We'd like to share that a little bit more right here on your on the ear as well as in your ear to get a hear of that. Applying that blood, right? Applying that blood to the doorposts, right, of our hearts. This is the true teaching of His Majesty. This is the true teaching of Rastafari. Anybody tells you different is lying to you, or they're deceived, or they've been lied to. So this is recognized. This is why we study to shew I and ourselves approved. So we have these three last plagues, and we are in those three last plagues, right? The locusts, right? The immigration crisis, and not just here, so-called in this North Country or America or the United States of America, right? This great house, this big company, this Paro, right? This great house with his president or his king, you know, prime minister across the pond, right? Across the pond. You get that? See, across the pond, we're talking about England, right? Upper and Lower Egypt. Let's recognize that. We have Upper and Lower Egypt. They both are being affected by this locust, right? Immigration, right? Eating up their resources. See, when they talk about the immigrants and illegal immigrants coming over, eating up the resources and other things, this is like the locusts coming forward and eating up the crop and the greenery. Now, the next sign, just moving forward right here, the next sign is the palpable darkness, or as in some translations of the word and of the Hebrew, mainly the Masoretic script, would have it, a palpable darkness or a darkness that can be felt. A darkness that can be felt. Now, here we need to ride up with the apocryphal books, books that were accepted by the first, you know, we say the early church, that black, that Judeo-Christian church, right? Or we call it the Jewish church. You know, first the Jewish church, which was the Afro-Asiatic or Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic church, that we have a few remnants of that with the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic church, with the Coptic, the Egyptian church. Also, interesting enough, with the Syrian church, the Armenian church, and the Indian church, right? But for us, right, is he who has the keys of great King David, right, of that church of brotherly love, that church of the seven churches mentioned in Revelation. He who has the keys of great King David, he who opened and no man shut, and he who shut and no man opened. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of the root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Kinamawi, Haile Selassie. Just like with the Moses and with Aaron. They were going back and forth
in the contest with Paro and his servants. And even many of the Hebrews and the Israelites too. We have that the testimony there. But going back and forth and proclaiming this, and sign after sign, even in this Torah portion, just to clarify the whole hardening, because some people hear, right, but don't take heed to how they hear. So they'll imagine lies, and because they imagine the lies are true, they'll go forward as though they're true. But as you study for yourself, you recognize these are lies. It's not that John just hardened Pharaoh's heart. You know, Pharaoh had already hardened his own heart. And so John encouraged him in his bad mind endeavor to prove the reality of his words. Like you know, you're speaking to somebody, you're saying to them, hey, you know you shouldn't be doing that. Maybe they're drinking, smoking, something. You know, it's bad for them. It's really, you really need to stop that. And you try to persuade them. And after a while, they're like, yes, I agree with you. You're right. I need to get some help. I need to change it, so on and so on. And you think like, well, I was able to win this person over to the truth. And then out of the blue, something happened. And they said, like, they're not going to do it no more. You're like, what happened? You was about to, and I could do what I want to do. I'm my own person. And you're like, yeah, okay, cool. I didn't say you were your own person. But we were just talking just a moment ago, and you were persuaded to, you know, stop doing this thing that's harmful to you and other people. I can do what I want to do. I'll stop if I want to do it. I don't have to. And it's almost like another spirit, isn't it? But think about it for a moment. Hasn't this happened? This is what was going on with Paro. This is what was going on with Pharaoh. So now, to get into the true and the ancient interpretation, we have to go to the wisdom books, all right? We here are going to have to go to the wisdom books and the wisdom of Solomon. I think also Esther's points to, so it, you know, the apocryphal books are so beautiful, and something I love about many of I and I, you know, some of the Hebrew Israelites, even though on other subject matters and some of them are on this kind of zeal, right? The zeal that's very, very harmful, and on this idea that because they're flesh and blood Israelites, you know, but the scripture already reproves them on that right there, you know, but we need to, you know, hope and pray that they receive that reproof and that we all receive that reproof, right? And that we can grow in grace and in that knowledge, because my people perish, they're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Remember, this all began when they sought not to know Joseph. See, I know Rastafari referred to the true call, chosen and faithful, referred to Bob Marley, Barahana Selassie, Adonai Rastafari Joseph. And that's very, very important, right? Because that vision, see, that was almost what? Back in the 80s, same period of time as Reagan, right? When Bob was martyred, when Joseph died, right? Then we have a new king. Right, a new king, a new suit, jacket and tie, and he did a lot of things that really seals, you could say, the prophetic deal on what time we are in. That's why I say Trump, I asked you before in the video, when Trump first got in, is he the first Trump, or could he be the last? Right, just as in that Bob Marley and the Wailers tune, right? Could be the first trumpet, naturalistic. There's a naturalistic that's blowing through the ear. If you listen carefully now, you will hear. What did the Messiah say? Take heed to how you hear. And let's take heed to how we read as well. And also as we read, the signs of the time, and we are able to tell what time it is. We're here in the 400 year. But that, I say, so what? Well, I say, so what? Because there's a lot of ones that's going to be like, 400 year, getting people caught up on the hype, not reading and studying the fullness of the prophecy. So in our study, to show ourselves approved, also take that time, right, to be still and know. Take that time for John, silent prayer. Right, so very important, my brothers and sisters. Anyway, just a couple of words right here, you know, in speaking of, and then the final plague is the death of the firstborn. Well, we're going to touch on that. What does that mean as well in this spiritual Sodom and Egypt? So just sharing a couple of first words, even on the locust right here, just look at this right here, kind of interesting, the word for locust right here, we have Arda, like Arabs, right, the Arabs, and the Arabs have been in the news a lot, right? So in the first sense of the locust prophecy, we have the Arabs, and that would connect with what they would call, you know, the Islamic or Islamo-fascism, you know, the Islamo-fascist, that whole thing right there, dealing with the Muslims, the Arabs, and that has been in a terrorist, that has been in the news, and it's not as though there is not something there. Even we know from the prophecy that Ishmael is a wild man. Yes, he is, in a sense, a brother, as it were. Esau is our brother as well. You know what I mean? But so what?
That means that we should know our brother. He's a wild man, and his hand will be against every man. Is there a prophetic word for Ishmael? Oh, yes, there is. All right, so the Ishmael and the Arab connection is connected with the locust sign and the Arba, firstly and foremostly. Then in a secondary aspect of this, we have overall the immigration, because this is how they respond to it. They say these ones are coming into their country with these, you know, this agenda, what do they call it, taqiyya, you know, about taqiyya. You know, it's something that is spoken about in the Mohammedan and Islamic teaching, so forth and so on. And if the truth must be told, right, they don't love black people. I mean, let's be quite clear. Now people are going to talk about, what about Ethiopia? That's where, but you see, the original Ethiopian Muslim or Mohammedan is different than this latter-day Muslim or Mohammedan. In the same way that the original Christian or the Judeo-Christian church, the Jewish church, is different than the Western Gentile Santa Claus and Christmas tree and all of that, you know, Easter Bunny and eggs kind of church. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference, right? So we can get into some more of the details here, but just wanted to point out this word right here for the Arbe, right? The Arbe, the first of the signs, and that first of the signs is the locust, right? The locust sign. Right, and here give thanks, Brother Yifteya, because I saw this picture when I was collecting certain images for certain work, you know, preparing for some work. And as I went to look for it again, I saw it here. I wanted just to, you know, grab it. And I said, Chan, that's I and I, brothers, you know, work right there. And to, you know, big it up, encourage it. And this is a beautiful write-up. Brother has the Sabbath Companion Guide. Check it out. Get a copy of it as well, brothers and sisters. Bo, this Pasha, the Plagues of Egypt. Check it out here at RastafariRenaissance.com. And also get all the links at the Groundation RTG site as well. So just rewinding it right here. You see, I went over here. I said, Chan, I said, you know what I mean? We're not in, you know, looking at some of the link, you know, link sites, 2015. Right, the 2015 write-up, we got 2018, right, 2016, so 2016, 2017, 2018, you know, to see the consistency, right, in I&I studies and I&I growth. So here, in looking for this right here, we came across this right here, right, and I think it was on someone else, it must have used the same word art, but when we saw the clearer imagery of it, it linked with Rastafari Renaissance. Right, and also this right here is very good from another trusted kind of outsourced site, Hebrew for Christians, the Parshat Bo, with the sequence of the plagues as going through a yearly cycle, you know, in our studies. So this is preparation right here, right? This is very, very useful preparation for us in season for when the right time, right, recognizing the right signs, we'll be able to come out of this spiritual Egypt, Sodom and Egypt, come out of Babylon. But first we have to be able to see, right? And the next point we'd like to address is navigating our way in the darkness, right? That's the next of the three last plagues, navigating our way in the darkness. Just looking over some of the visual imagery right here, right? That darkness that's coming on spiritual Egypt. I think we've seen some of the first signs of it. And we've been seeing them more and more, you know, year in, year out, as they're coming to this, you know, we're in this 400, really, we're in 2019 to 2020, right? We're still really in the 399 part of the cusp. Some people are going to tell you it's already 400 years, right?
Y'all should be seeing that even more now. Something's old, something's new. Just reviewing right here, look more.
The Lunar Solar New Year. Right, speaking of we as Ethiopian Hebrews or the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. So when we look at our calendar, he has taught us to number our days, right, according to the lunar solar calendar, right, not the PG calendar that we currently use, you know, being in the world, not of the world. That's speaking about the Pope Gregory, the Gregorian calendar, so forth and so on. So the next topical theme coming forward, Chavarim, is the darkness. And I'd like to get that chapter and everything to show the item as well. Before we just sign off on this right here, let's see if we can just get this chapter in the wisdom of, is the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17 and 18 in particular.
chapter 17 and 18. Here, chapter 17, why the Egyptians were punished with darkness, the terrors of that darkness, the terrors of an ill conscience. You heard that? You heard? Right here, okay, no, I was just making sure that these are the chapters right here. Wisdom of Solomon in the Apocryphal, in the Apocrypha. In fact, we have a study Apocrypha that we like to share with the brothers and sisters as well. But there's a lot of, you know, availability for ones to get a good read, you know. Some of the newer translation, we would, like, avoid it. Some of the older English translations, the style, the syntax is a little more accurate. So sometimes you might have to, you know, nuance on a word and even headrest, you know, in the spirit, be still and know to get the, you know, fullness of it. But here in chapter 17 and chapter 18, but beginning with chapter 17, why the Egyptians were punished with darkness. And when say they're American today, it's like saying, I'm an Egyptian. Think about it, something to think about. You know, when folks say, I'm American, yo, you black American, you know, even as Egyptian, there was people of different cultures, you know, that adopted the ways and mores. You know, like they walk like an Egyptian. It's like when ones come to America, they might come from other cultures, and they really identify, they let go of their other names, or they adopt names that are more, you know, American-friendly, so to speak. Well, the same thing happened in Egypt. We have it with Joseph, you know, where he shaved his face and his head, and he basically went about it. That's why the brothers didn't really, at first, they like, you Joseph, you know what I mean? It took them a moment. Plus, it was some 20 years apart. You know what I mean? He was 17 at the time of the incident, and then 20-something years later. But my point being that the Egyptians were punished, Americans, the ones who are in this Anglo-American paradigm, right? And the terrors of that darkness and the terrors of an ill conscience. Because, see, a lot of people are just telling you that, you know, making it seem like, okay, we're just the darkness in the sense of like a power outage or a blackout or like a solar eclipse for 3 days. But remember, there was light among the Israelites. So now we have to be able to interpret this in the second of the two truths. So naturally, yes, we can see a natural darkness, but it was deeper. The point is that it was so much more deeper than that. And this is why we emphasize the prerequisite, especially for those of the new name, fellow Rastafari and others. We hear that a lot of ones have been going out there putting out a lot of false, strange, and diverse doctrine, and then been trying to say to one, this is Rasta, this is Rastafari. So then you get liars and slanderers saying that they met some of yous, and some of yous been saying a lot of things that are contrary to the teaching of His Majesty. There's warning, right? If you or I have His namesake, then that means that it's His will that determines the policies and the practices to be followed by I and I, His namesake. Right? Because we have to recognize, you know, what our role in these latter days and times is, right? As that Israel of Jah, the true called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, we are that Israel of Jah, Rastafari. So to whom more is given, more is required. A little bit more on this as we're moving forward, brothers and sisters. As we said, the palatable darkness that can be felt. Can you feel it? So how do we navigate? Navigating this great horror. We're already here. We're already in it, brothers and sisters. Some can perceive it. Some is catching up on. Right? It is like this. It's almost like a cognitive, you talk about cognitive dissonance. You talk about people seeing goblins and goblins, so to speak. You know what I mean? So to speak. Right? Chapters 17 and 18 of the Wisdom of Solomon really, really bring it out much better, brothers and sisters. But we'll get into that in the next, hopefully, vlog, you know, to complement this 15th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Bo, gibba, bo. Enter in, go into Faro, Paro, 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 Paro,
I'm going to testify. I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov. God bless I. Keep the eye and cause his face his grace. Shalom, I. Give I and I Yeshua Shalom victory in the upcoming seven. Yes, I.
Then said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom.
Give thanks, King. Well, Alabai Wolf was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
We would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright? So, on that night, that fateful night, the while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt,
yes,
and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that is what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
Babaruk at Adonai Shah Rastafari Lohenu Malek Ha'olam. Be blessed, yes I, and highly favored. Thank you.
like Wayne Wade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.